we have in our studios Rachel Perry, the regional VP, Merrimack Savings.
Merrimack County Savings Bank.
Come closer to the mic. Thanks for being with us. Merrimack County Savings. Proud bank of J-Dog. Is that
Thank
right?
Thank you for being a customer.
Absolutely.
What's that, J-Dog?
Since 2008, absolutely.
Do you like your Merrimack County Savings Bank?
I have never had an issue, not one time. And again, I've been a customer since late 2008.
So. Now, you're on the younger side. Do you go into the banks, or are you one of these app, transfer everything, Venmo, and I'll do it all on your phone?
When I want to put savings into my account, I go to the bank and, you know, have the coins and everything and just have them do that and take care of it. And when I have time, of course, when I have time.
I'm old school.
When I have time.
I do too, but you know, okay, so listen, Rachel, first of all, let's start with the fun stuff and we'll get into some more serious. How many years with the bank now?
5 years now.
Okay, and what made you want to join the team and what do you like about it? And tell us about your team.
Merrimack style. We're all about giving back to the community in which we serve.
Okay, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how that works, what you're most passionate about.
Sure, most passionate about fraud prevention, which is why I'm here today.
Really?
Yes.
It is getting so hard for folks to keep up with all this fraud out there.
It is.
We have I have a good friend at the Attorney General's office. I think he's still there. Jim Boffetti's been working on this for years. It is amazing at how good the fraudsters are getting. We have our friends at AARP, one of our great sponsors. This is a big area for them. I mean, you get something. I'm not talking about the Easy Pass scam. I'm talking about it looks official. It's like your bank. Looks like your credit card. Do this now or we're coming to seize your home. I mean, let's talk about fraud and in the areas you're concerned about.
Absolutely.
And thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. Before I get into the top fraud trends that we're seeing across the banking industry as a whole, I'd like to give you some numbers.
Oh, yeah. You do this. Take it away.
Awesome. In 2024 alone, and this is coming from the FTC, in 2024 alone, 2.6 million reports were filed with the FTC for fraud.
And those are only reported.
Only reported, that's correct.
What about, you know, the other ones that weren't?
So much more goes unreported. $2.5 billion was reported to the FTC in losses. And this trend, those numbers continue to increase year over year. So the top five fraud trends I'm going to touch upon are the phishing and social engineering scams, the romance scams, the QR codes, this is a newer one with AI. We have the grandparent scams, the tech scams. Oh, and one more, government scams.
Okay, I want to walk through those and paint the picture and talk to our listeners who may not be as savvy on detecting these things. I have a rule, and I wish more people adhere to it, from all the interviews I've done over the years on fraud. We've had the FBI on talking about the deed, property, they call them property fee, property pirates. Where if you have a home out of state and you're not there a lot, they actually have people that before you know it, they contacted the realtor, say they own it, they're having an open house, they sell the house, you're not even there, you don't even know it.
Yes.
So let's talk about the bank stuff, though, the most common. What do they look like? Let's start with a romantic one.
Oh, gosh, the romance scams tear at my heartstrings. These are the scams that the fraudsters take the longest to get their victims, right? So they'll convince our victims that they're in love. It starts off with love bombing, right? And they usually target individuals who are lonelier.
And did they get this stuff from their own, from the person's social media that might say, I'm living alone, I've been alone for 10 years, I miss my husband, that kind of stuff?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So they'll get the information off of social media. We've seen a few instances where the victim has reported to law enforcement and to the bank that they did in fact know this individual maybe in high school or in middle school, and years later they've now reconnected through social media.
Oh. Yeah. But that other person's not the person, or?
Sometimes it may not be. No, sometimes it may not be.
Or it could be an old, you don't know.
You don't know.
But do they get to the point where the victim, they're asking the victim to take some action, like eventually, like, wire me this, send me this, deposit this?
100%.
Which so, people should never do.
Never do. Nope. Always be skeptical. Number one rule. The way that this plays out is love bombing for months. Just
love bombing.
Love bombing. Are you familiar with the term?
No. Now I am.
Okay. So it's where they're shown constant affection. The scammer will text the victim multiple times a day. Rarely will they meet. Or if they do meet, they've met once. And then eventually
they got trust.
They build the trust. Yep. you've got that, they'll start to ask for money. Sometimes it will be a little amount.
Like, hey, I need $80 or $140.
Sure.
Bucks. So
sure.
It's little.
And they build the trust even further by paying that little amount back.
Ah, so it's almost like a Ponzi scam. You get some money back, so I might. Then they ask for the big one.
Exactly. Then they ask for the big amount.
Let's talk, you mentioned the scan, the codes. What's that?
The QR codes. This is more of a newer one where a business is advertising and there will be that little black and white square image.
Mm-hmm.
And you scan that with your phone. If you do not know the business, I advise not to scan that QR code because it could lead you to a link or a website that will ask for personal information.
Mm.
So know the business before you scan.
What are money mule accounts?
So money mule accounts, unfortunately, this particular scheme affects multiple victims where scammers will ask you to possibly deposit a check into your account. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a contact who has reached out to you. You haven't spoken to them in years, but they say, hey, I just received this check. I really don't want my family to know about it, or I don't want so-and-so to know about it. Do you mind depositing it into your account for me? Mm-hmm. You can keep some money for yourself, but then I'll have you wire transfer it out to someone else. So it's essentially passing these funds between accounts. Again, multiple victims in that scenario.
AI. Good and bad. How does AI, artificial intelligence?
Yeah, pros and cons there.
How does this work? Because there's phishing and social engineering, number one way people get tricked.
Correct. So AI, let's say you receive a phone call from your bank and you identify that number, hey, that's the number of my local branch, right? Well, now these scammers can spoof phone numbers. So it might come through caller ID as a known individual or a known company, but
no,
in fact,
like
it might not be.
Unknown or spam, it will say local known.
Correct.
Like a name might say Aaron, and you think it's
correct.
Legit. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, this is a lot here for people to absorb, but how many, you said 2.6 million complaints?
2.6 million reports filed in 2024 alone.
And that was only reported?
Correct.
Let's do this. We're going to sneak in a quick break. We'll come back, maybe take a call or two. I don't want to rush out. Rachel Perry, Merrimack County Savings Bank fraud. Because I want to ask, I think there's a good thing to just do all the time if you have doubts, and that's delete, hang up, and then on your own, go get the contact information for the person or the group you think is legit contact, and you reach out to them and say, are you reaching out to me? But we're going to come back with that in a moment. Rachel Perry's with Merrimack County Savings Bank, talking about fraud. J-Dog, this is one of those segments in our community stuff on the weekends. It'd be a good segment, you know, because people can learn from this on our weekends. But fraud is across the board. It could be a romantic scam where someone wins your trust by posing as someone else, by looking at. That's another thing you got to realize. I'm sorry, folks. It's just the day and age we live in. You got to understand that everything on social media is really not yours anymore. It's available for the world to see. So if you put a picture of your dog, if you're talking about, I know it's scary to think this way, but you got to be careful on personal stuff and don't put your addresses on there, because there are these jerkweeds out there that are just fishing for this stuff. And then they'll contact you and they seem to know all about you. I'll never forget the case in Laconia, New Hampshire. We had the attorney general's office on. This is like diabolical. A woman in town of Laconia got contacted by a scammer who learned information about her daughter, who was a teacher, off her own site. They said, we have your daughter. We kidnapped her this morning. They knew the bank the woman went to. They knew the address of her home, all from social media. They said, if you don't go down and do this, we have your daughter. Can you imagine that? She was so smart. She called the police right away. And they didn't have her daughter, but your emotional knee-jerk reaction is to do whatever they're asking as a parent. So this stuff's real. But there's other ways, diabolical or not, but Rachel's going to talk a little bit about the one thing that our experts on before, like Rachel, maybe she can speak to this. If you've been scammed, you're not alone, and don't feel like it's your fault. These people are good, aren't they?
They are.
They're diabolical, but they're good.
They're very convincing.
So if you get scammed by someone who's good, it's not you, right?
Correct. You're not alone.
Yeah. Get involved. There are resources available. Any other scams you want to tell us about? But what I want to ask you are two things, Rachel Perry, Merrimack County Savings. If someone is scammed, like, oh my goodness, And of course, one of my favorite movies, don't get me going, is The Beekeeper.
Oh,
yes. My buddy Jason, and that great scene in the beginning, the mother of the FBI agent, she's in Springfield, Mass, or Western Mass. She gets scammed in a nonprofit. All the money's taken out, and she ends up taking her own life. It's, you know, pretty, and he takes the whole movie kicking you know what to get the scammers. But if you are scammed, like you've sent money and you now realize that that $1,200 I sent is the, it's, there's no one on the other end, I've lost it. What do I, what do people do? What do you tell your customers? What do you do if you're a victim?
Sure. Number one action, cease all communication. Number two, contact your bank. We are trained in these scenarios. Number three, reach out to law enforcement. The more information we can provide law enforcement, the quicker they'll be able to pick up on trends and hopefully catch these scammers. And lastly, talk about it. Don't be ashamed to talk about it. The more that we spread awareness within our community, within our friends, and with our family, hopefully the less likely these things will happen.
I can't tell you, Rachel, before we talk about your resources or resource part of your site in person as well, that Easy Pass thing that was going around, some of the text message from Easy Pass, we first had it from Director of Motor Vehicles, John Marasco, was in our studio. So early in the summer, we were telling people. And then friends of mine all summer long were getting it. Is this what you were talking about? I go, just delete it. Don't even read it. Delete it. Easy Pass doesn't contact you and threaten to take your registration and your vehicle for an unpaid toll. It's a scam. Just delete it. But some people were reading the whole thing. I said, delete, delete, delete.
If
it's real, if it's real, they're going to get a hold of you. Probably in a letter.
Correct.
Delete.
Correct. And don't click the link. Please don't
Be
click
careful.
The link.
Be careful. Yeah, don't open it. Delete. Delete. Okay, let's talk about resources.
Sure. Resources. First and foremost, the Merrimack is a wonderful resource. Right on our website, we have a fraud center. And we go through the fraud schemes that I've briefly covered today. Those much more and in more detail. We also provide some resources. The additional resources that we have are American Bankers Association. Their website is aba.com. Also, the Federal Trade Commission, where some of those numbers I ran through earlier. Federal Trade Commission's website is ftc.gov. And again, always reach out to your bank. If you don't have a connection with an individual at your bank, feel free to come to the Merrimack. You don't need to be a customer.
Now, where are your locations? I meant to ask that.
Sure. We have 9 locations.
Wow.
Yes.
Growing.
We have 3 in Concord. We have Henniker. We have Contucook. We have Bow. We have Windham. We have Hooksett. And finally, we have Nashua.
So you're really growing up.
We are.
Tip to toe, toe to toe. So if I'm a customer of Merrimack County Savings Bank, and I do, and I haven't scammed, can I just call my bank or go on a meet and talk with someone?
Oh, 100%. Please do. And if you're concerned about what number to contact your bank through, the back of your debit card will have that number on it.
I just say, hey, I'm not calling about any transaction. My name's so-and-so. I'm a customer, client, customer. This has happened, and I heard Rachel on Jack's show saying, you know, that you can help me. Can I talk to someone? They're going to put the person in touch with someone.
Absolutely. That's what we're there for.
Okay, now what are we going to do? What are we going to do about J-Dog? Well, before we get to J-Dog, the website again?
TheMerrimack.com.
The Merrimack. Why don't we have like TheMerrimack.com? Why don't we have like TheJDog.com? Do we have one of those, J-Dog?
I don't know.
Do you think we should?
No.
I mean, it's all about you.
Oh, it's all about you.
We're still trying to get a plaque at Concord High School to say J-Dog went and graduated from here, right?
That'll be 100 years from now. Oh, well, 2101? Yeah, not going to happen until 2101.
So what about TheMerrimack.com making like J-Dog Customer of the Week or something?
Oh, that's
where do you
a fabulous
go, by the
idea.
Way? You go in the Capitol, J-Dog? Your
Again,
branch?
I'm either downtown. Of course, there's another one near here, by the way. At least 3 or 4 branches here in Concord, down, you know, the greater downtown area, the Bow branch as well, as Rachel mentioned, and several others. So I usually don't go to the Bow one because I'm not near Bow.
Right.
That's where I started my account, by the way, in 2008, because as you know, we used to be across
the
street.
You did your account as J-Dog?
No.
Hey, by the way, yesterday we were going on with the show, and I said, we got someone coming from a bank, and you said, that's my bank, the Merrimack.
That's my bank. That's right.
Well, you think it's all about you?
No, I'm just letting you know it's my bank.
But what if it was another bank? It's a good interview, but I mean, Rachel's great, but it was all about you. Your bank.
No,
like
my
somehow
bank.
That's what makes it
yes,
significant.
It's important. It's my bank.
It is his bank.
You're a shareholder, is that it?
There you go.
All right. Hey, Rachel, thanks for coming in. Great advice. One more time, themerrimack.com.
Correct.
call, talk, all this stuff. And right on the site, do you have like a fraud area, the center, you said?
We sure do. We have a link that directs you right to our fraud center. We cover all of these fraud trends and more, what to do once you've realized you've been scammed.
And I have to tell you, something I've been dealing with is totally unrelated to fraud. I've just been trying to track something I was paying off of, you know, and a bigger out-of-state bank. And I got to tell you, it's been like pulling teeth getting anyone like you or local to talk to. That's the big thing today is in person or someone or resources to help people navigate. Because so many people, whether it's healthcare and you're looking for, you know, something on a bill you got or credit card, it's always, no offense, it's an out-of-state, press one for English, two for this music, you're on hold. And then I seriously have been on the road sometimes waiting if I'm doing a credit card payoff for 12 minutes and you hear the music. An expert's available. Did you know? Go, yeah, I'm calling to do this. I'm waiting. And then you get the person and they're helping you. And all of a sudden, because to sell whatever, you lose the person. I just waited 15 minutes to get someone. Anyway, thank you for making it easy.
Thank you.
And what do you think? You didn't say yes or no. J-Dog, customer of the week, maybe the day.
I think that's a fabulous idea.
All right. Thanks for coming in.